Good morning, boys. Today's topic is something that hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. And it's that you'll never escape those labels that your family puts on you and that your family are your biggest deterrence from self-belief. How crazy is that? You'd think that it's your haters or it's a negative comments or anything like that. But it's a weird realization that your parents cast these limiting beliefs on you that you live with forever. So, with that bombshell, my limiting beliefs of myself have always been, well, I'm a bit lazy, never organized, I can't do that. And that might mean a whole bunch of things, but the organization and the laziness, like those are two crazy things that my family have instilled in me all the time. How could anyone that's either of those things get to where I've gotten today? And I won't sit and brag about what I've achieved, but it's like I would view myself as pretty successful if I stopped and had to look at it and compared myself to every average under the sun financially. I'm in shape. Hardly. Got a son, got a wife. Like all these key pillars of self-improvement, I kind of tick them pretty well. So that's why I'm making this channel, so that I can sort of speak to you guys from someone that's just maybe a little bit ahead of you and not someone that's unrelatable as like the big dogs that have a couple million subscribers and then try and talk to you. So I'm Jimmy. If this brings you any value, hit that subscribe button. But all my life, I've lived with the notion that I'm lazy. Or every time I get in front of my parents and I do something that is slightly lazy, I'm lazy, I'm lazy, I'm lazy. I guess that every family has standards of lazy, and maybe I still am to those kind of people. But if I was to sit and talk about the work ethic that I've got, like I've done things faster and more efficient than the rest of my family members. I hope they don't see this because this is a dig at everyone. I was the youngest to own a home. Youngest to finish my degree, youngest to start earning what I'm earning. Like, I'm now 30, but I was finished my degree at 22, bought a home at 23, and then was earning above six figures at 27. Which, again, is a bit late. But I mean, by all determinations, that's success. And everyone, it's something that you always have to fight every time you go back and you see your family. And I know these self-help gurus say, I don't see my family, and that's the clickbait that they try to rave on. But it does, every time I get back in front of my family, the same person comes out. And you're sitting there trying to defend, and you get angry at yourself and them. You're trying to defend yourself, well, I'm not lazy, I'm not lazy, I'm not lazy. And maybe that's the fighter that they're trying to bring out in you, but it is quite a crazy concept that, like, my haters wouldn't know that I'm lazy. Haters might say a whole bunch of other things, but haters, I don't know haters. But people that are trying to determine, trying to stop me from things that I'm trying to achieve, wouldn't use those. They would use like, oh, well, maybe you're not funny. Maybe you're not witty. Maybe you're not, oh, I believe I'm all those things. Like that's not something that the outside world would see of me, but your family puts that upon you. And that's a weird contradiction for someone that you believe would want the best in you. So I'm not going to go hardcore self-improvement, don't see your family try to keep you down. Unless, of course, you've got a bad family, I do not by any means. So I'll preface it with that. But it's something that's so crazy and something you try to fight for against your whole life that you start to tell yourself, well, you know what, I'm a bit lazy. Oh, man, I can't do things like, I don't know if you guys have heard the notion of what a rat girl is. My wife watches it on TikTok, and I think it's an older trend now. But a rat girl is someone that no matter how hard she tries, like just cannot get it done. Cannot be aesthetically pleasing, no matter how hard they set up their house. I think this is quite aesthetically pleasing for a man anyway. But like, they just cannot get it. And my wife believes that she's a rat girl. And I think that brings us back to, that's probably social media issues. That's a different thing, that you see all these things that, oh, well, this kid, or this, you guys might have seen that Asian comedian guy that's like, well, my son was doctor at 22. Cheers for the accent. And then he makes jokes of it, and then it's about how good they were all the way until they were born and their kids were doing so much more. And that's probably something that we then put on ourselves by seeing that kind of stuff. Or maybe even our parents who are less in tune with social media see that stuff from other kids, or see like, well, this kid got a 99 ATAR. This person got that. This person that got that. Why is my kid? Maybe I've just cracked the whole reason why parents are so high on their kids and think that they can do better. Maybe. But yeah, just remember that everyone is trying to get the best version of you that suits them. So my mates would hate that I go to the gym a lot because I'm not playing video games all night with them. they would never say anything because I've got a good group of friends. But it's kind of true that when you're hanging out with people and like, oh, you don't start going drinking with them, they're like, oh, well, what, you're too good for us, you're not drinking. That version of you doesn't serve them. So I think that's something that also applies to family. The version of me that's now moved cities doesn't suit my family. We had some falling out with some people in the family, some didn't. Some are upset by it, some aren't. But they just want the version of me that suits them. And you might need to have a look at the conversation that you're having, I guess. Or with your parents. What are your parents telling you to make sure you believe who you are is what you are? When in reality, you know internally, I'm not lazy. And yours might be a whole bunch of things. So just remember that. People that you think want the best intentions for you may not. And that's okay. Because you want the same thing out of other things that they can't provide to you. So that's the conversation for today. I'll post this one up. Have a good day. Have a good night. Brings you any value, hit a subscribe button so we can share this and maybe help other people go through the same kind of issues that we are. Peace out.